So, Terry, the Indians are doing pretty well at this point in the season, but there are some lingering issues, especially surrounding the outfield.
Right, like finding healthy outfielders.
Yeah, I mean, this has just been a problem all season.
Well, what happened with Leonis Martin, their last guy they brought in?
It's kind of a bizarre thing. He's in Cleveland Clinic being treated for some bacterial infection.
Right, a major one where they talked about it was life-threatening at one point, and then body things were shutting down.
Wow.
He's probably not going to play this season. He
really?
Played three games, got sick, and they were looking for a really good defensive center fielder who could hit a little bit, and Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff, the guys that run the Indians, made this trade with Detroit to bring this guy in.
Yeah.
And he looked what they needed. And then one day he got sick. They thought it was just the flu. He went home. You know, he was throwing up all that stuff. And then, boom.
It was bad.
And, one of these things, if you've ever had, I had a friend that had a kind of similar to this. They really don't know where they come from or whatever. But he's out for the year.
Wow.
Now think about this, Amanda. They right now have three guys on the disabled list who are first-round picks.
Really?
Who are outfielders.
Wow.
Lonnie Chisenhall, 2008, originally was an infielder one there, but first round pick, you know, right fielder. I almost forget he's been on the team. He's been out so long. And I don't know when he's coming back, calf muscles. Then they had Tyler Naquin, first round pick, outfielder. He was actually playing fairly well early in the year, out for the year, hip surgery.
Wow.
Bradley Zimmer.
Yeah, I was just thinking him.
The year after Naquin was picked, they drafted Zimmer. By the way, the reason they drafted Naquin and Zimmer back-to-back in the first rounds because they needed outfielders to even go back several years.
Wow.
He's out for the year, shoulder surgery.
Oh, man.
So you're sitting there, and the remarkable thing is what outfielder for the Indians has played more games than anybody else this year?
Michael Brantley, who you didn't even know would play at all.
Right. He had three surgeries in the last 2 years, one on his ankle and two on his shoulder area. He's played the most. In center field, they've had like Rajay Davis some of the time. They've called up this kid, Greg Allen. And right now in right field, they have Melky Cabrera.
Yeah, who's getting up there in age.
Yeah, Melky Cabrera, they found him like in a baseball rummage sale. And I don't mean it to knock Melky, but there was a bunch of these older guys who were not signed. And they didn't go to any team in spring training. They kind of had their own spring training and everything down in Florida.
Okay.
So when the Indians started to get some outfield problems, they went down, and Melky had just kind of left the Devil's Island of free agents waiting to see that he was home. They worked him out. They signed him to a contract. Then he came, played a little bit, and then they caught him because Naquin was hurt and came back and felt better. And then a couple of weeks he was away from the team. Then Naquin got hurt again. So they brought Melky Cabrera back. So he's playing some right field.
Wow.
And, so they're going, well, what else do we really do? And then Brandon Guyer, sort of another guy. I'm sitting here going, so in other words, here's the healthy outfielders. Brantley, Rajay Davis, Greg Allen, Melky Cabrera, and Brandon Guyer.
That's quite a group.
Only one of those guys, Brantley, would be considered a viable full-time starter.
Wow. So what can they do? Is there anything the team can do?
I mean, one of the discussions goes back to Yandy Diaz, who came up, playing him at third base. They don't want to play him in the outfield. And then moving Jose Ramirez to second base and putting Kipnis in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they did that last year. The problem is, so they were thinking at one point, this discussion came up, of having Brantley in left, Kipnis in center, Melky Cabrera in right. Melky Cabrera has, like, no speed.
Yeah.
Zero. Cannot move. And Brantley, they don't want him because of that ankle thing. He's really lost some speed since he had the major ankle surgery. And they don't want him just running into walls, diving. They don't – just go hit your 300. Stay healthy.
Right.
So the idea of putting Kipnis in center between those two guys is not real appealing.
Right.
The problem is Greg Allen, who could run some, is not hitting very well. Rajay Davis is 37 years old. So they're stuck right now.
Wow.
It's possible can they – maybe try another trade. But that's been their big thing. And a remarkable thing in the meantime on that, by the way, they're 15-8 since the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's remarkable that they're playing
that's,
so well.
That's Terry Francona's teams every year, remember?
Yeah.
First half, we're like, what's with them? They're kind of puttering around. After the All-Star break, even some of the years they did make the playoffs, they're a much better team.
Wow.
It's happening again.
So I thought the trade deadline passed. Is there another one?
Yeah, well, there's these weird waiver deals, okay. But where you're giving up like a top prospect like Francisco Mejia or whatever, that will never work okay. now. Okay. You get a guy like Jay Bruce who's at the end of his contract a year ago, and you know somebody just wants to dump some money. It's possible, but Amanda, that's going to be a difficult thing. And you know, right now the starting pitching is good. They've straightened the bullpen out with some trades.
Right.
You know, Brad Hand has been a big pickup there, and they got Andrew Miller healthy. So the only thing left is kind of the outfield to sort through.
Okay. We'll see what happens, but that is definitely concerning for
this
team. I
mean, they really thought, because now if you were to put Martin in there, and he's a really good defensive outfielder, then if you get Martin, and they were going to platoon Martin and Rajay Davis, and you got Melky Cabrera and Brandon Guyer playing right field, and you got Brantley, just don't run and don't get yourself hurt, go hit 300 in left field. That's not bad.
Right.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
But this has just been a stunner.
Okay. Interesting. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.